You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The NBA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by PrizePicks. PrizePicks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. And welcome everyone to the NBA Gambling Podcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, November 12th, 11:33 a.m. on the East Coast. And joining me today to break down the NBA schedule is my esteemed co-host and colleague and good friend. It's Terrell Furman. Terrell, first of all, that is a dope-ass shirt you're wearing. I know people can't see the shirt you're wearing right now, but I grew up watching that TV show, man. Let the people know what you're wearing and how you're doing today, man.
What's going on? I got a Family Matters tee on. It's a graphic tee, a black graphic tee with Family Matters on it. It was actually made by my brother, Roderick, based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. His brand, the family brand, CLT.com.
I gotta check this out.
You can find the shirt. You gotta find the shirts up there, and everything. Yeah, that's my brother. Yo, he's got a really good thing going on. He drops tees like almost every other month. So
nice.
This is the Family Matters one I got on. So be on the lookout for his graphic tees for sure. The family brand. You can find it on Instagram at the family brand CLT.
There you go. Yeah, man. Steve Urkel, Eddie Winslow, Carl Winslow. I grew up watching that stuff, man. That stuff is OG, man. But how you feeling today, man? It's Friday, baby. You know what that means. Friday's parlays.
Yeah. Friday's parlays. I need to hit one, yo. I feel bad because I haven't hit one yet. And I think I'm going to just go ahead and hit one tonight for the people so they can go ahead and get a good cash in. But I'm feeling good. I think I've been in the green the past couple of days in the picks.
There you go.
Golly, I don't know what was with the Jazz. Hey, look, nobody. I think I said this last time. Nobody in the NBA really be trying to fight for real, Moonoff. Like they really don't be trying to fight. They really don't be trying to fight for real, Moonoff. Like for real, ain't no way. Rudy Gobert should have stole off on Miles Turner, yo. Like Rudy Gobert really, like he really don't want no smoke. Like I could see it in his eyes. Like yeah. I could see it in his eyes. Rudy Gobert really didn't want no smoke with Miles Turner. He just wanted to kind of get up in his grill. He gave him a big old bear hug. Miles Turner was trying to get him off of him so he could swing at him.
Yeah.
And Rudy Gobert is holding him like he a boxer. Like, don't nobody be trying to – like, nobody really be trying to fight in the league. I believe Donovan was about to smoke a little bit, but
yeah.
Rudy Gobert wasn't trying to fight for it. I don't even know why Rudy Gobert did all that. He just got himself tossed for no reason, like, especially when they was down 10 and a chance to come back and win the game. Like, he did that for no reason, yo.
Yeah. That momentum was starting to swing a little bit towards the Jazz until that little skirmish happened. It was all Rudy Gobert, too. Like, he pulled him down by the shorts, and, like, he tried to trip Miles Turner, and then – Turner got pissed. Yeah, I saw that. He got like so and, like rugby and, style.
And Rudy Gobert defense, it probably was a foul in today's NBA. He was a little upset at that. But I'm like that little bump Miles Turner gave him won't nothing for real. And if he really wanted to overreact, he should have punched him. Like, yeah. I just don't – people in the league really don't be trying to fight for real. Like, that's just what it is. They don't be trying to fight for real. They know that they trying to, you know, preserve the career, all that stuff. And they really don't want to smoke with a lot of these guys in the league that really about that action. So I think Miles Turner was really, really about to steal off on him. But Rudy Gobert was just holding him the whole time. So
I see why Joe Ingles got ejected, too. Like, it was
– No, Joe – you didn't – Joe Ingles pushed the ref.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You didn't see that?
No.
Yes. Watch the video. Watch the video again. When Joe Ingles come in, he literally, I was laughing because I was like, oh, Joe Ingles is getting the fuck tossed and he's getting a fine. Because Joe Ingles came in and you know how you like pushing people out the way, like, yo, don't touch my guy. And he thought, he shoved the shit out the ref. Like, the ref almost fell on his ass. Like, he shoved the hell out the ref. No, Joe Ingles is the one that I thought was like, oh, he might get a suspension. Like, out of everybody out there, I thought Joe Ingles would be the one to get a suspension because he definitely put hands on the ref.
I got to go back and watch that because I didn't see that. But yeah, that was, like you said, I don't think people are trying to fight here in the NBA.
Oh, God, that was just not crazy. It's not today's NBA. NBA. Yeah, it's a lot of guys that's not about their life, and they really not trying to fight. Like, you know, the Morris twins, I believe that they'll go duke it out with anybody on any given night. But
PJ Tucker.
Rudy Gobert? I don't think Rudy Gobert really would. He gave that man a big-ass bear hug, like a huge bear hug. And I'm just like, dog, if you don't let that man go and push that man in the mouth, like, whatever, yo. Let's to the picks. We're not gonna talk about this anymore.
Let's get into the slate for this Friday night, guys. I think we have about 10 to 11 games. We'll try to get through, we're gonna get through all of them, but some of them are a little snooze fest. But let's get started right here with your New York Knicks headed to Charlotte, Terrell. The Knicks are a short 1.5 point road favorite. Currently seeing a total of 224. Terrell, where we at with this game, man?
Dog, we got two crazy offenses here.
Yeah.
Like, we got two – believe it or not, the Knicks are putting up, what, the fourth best in the league. Charlotte has fallen off a little bit, but I think they're still at eight in terms of offensive efficiency. Excuse me, I had the hiccups. But it's two great offenses here. And then if you – unlike last year, the Knicks defense isn't showing up. They're not up to par right now. They're giving up a ton of points on the three-point line. Like, it just looks like teams are just raining threes. Like, they're getting whatever they want from the three-point line. That's why they let Milwaukee take that game, because like I said, they gave up a whole bunch of points on the three-point line, and Milwaukee is actually a really good three-point shooting team. They have a lot of guys three at any given time. So that's really going to be their Achilles heel again here tonight, because Charlotte is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league. I think they're fifth in the league in three-point shooting. So that's going to be another issue for them, and that they're going to have to overcome. Now, the thing that Charlotte is also good at is scoring points in the paint. They're fifth in scoring points in the paint, and whereas the Knicks are first in defending the paint.
Yep.
And so that's going to force Charlotte – that's unfortunately for the Knicks, that's going to force Charlotte to the outside. And I think that if Charlotte is forced to the outside shot, they're going to hit that shot more often than not, because the Knicks just can't defend anything out there. And so – I think Charlotte has had a long road trip. It was a West Coast road trip. They're on the West Coast for four of the five games. And then they finished up with a win in Memphis coming home. And I think that they're in a good spot. And I just don't like what I see from the Knicks right now. Honestly and truly, I just don't like what I see from the Knicks right now. I think Julius Randle is kind of up and down right now. He's supposed to be that perennial all-star and, you know, really that leader of the team on offense. And while he is doing that on the stat sheet scoring wise, it just looks like a lot of shots he's putting up. He's just jacking up shots and just kind of, you know, hoping a prayer right now. And that's not what the Knicks need. Knicks need to be more structured. They need to make most of every single possession. They can't be giving up points. And so I'm on Charlotte as a short dog here. I think that I like Charlotte's offense. Both of these defenses aren't really much right now, so I think a ton of points are going to be scored in this game. This is another game, like you said last time, that we're just going to go ahead and auto-bet Charlotte's over right now. I think this is an over type of game.
Yeah.
And I think Charlotte's three-point shooting is really going to be the edge, where they're going to get up a lot of three-point shots and just kind of overcome the Knicks in that aspect, since they're probably not going to get as many points in the paint.
Yeah, and I think that that's the thing that kind of sticks out for this game is a three-point shooting, like you mentioned, right? Both of these teams are top five in three-point percentage. They are ranked bottoms in the league in attempts allowed per game to their opponents. I think New York is one of the worst at 30th, I'm seeing, and then Charlotte number 27. So this is going to be a three-point shooting contest, like you mentioned. You know, I think this, if your book does offer total three-point shots made for this game, I think that might be, it's a unique prop. I know a lot of books don't offer that, but if your book does offer that, I'll probably take a look at the over in that game for that. And I agree with you about the points. I think we should see a lot of points. Charlotte does like to push the pace, right? They are one of the best teams as far as possessions per game, or having the highest possessions per game. And then everything that you mentioned, I was going to say, so I don't need to be redundant about it. I'm going to lay the points here with the Knicks. I'm going to go opposite of you here. I just think that I just feel like this is with Charlotte coming back home after a long, you know, road trip. They got the victory, like you mentioned, but I just feel like this is a good spot for the Knicks. You know, I mean, it's pretty much close to almost a pick 'em here. You're only getting a 1.5 points. You know, this is more of a money line play, where I only see a -125 money line on the Knicks and +105 on the Hornets. But I completely agree with you about this over. I think this number is a little conservative at 224 and 223.5, what I'm seeing. So I'm on the Knicks here. Terrell, you're on the Hornets getting the plus
points. Yeah, just a correction. Charlotte is actually the best three-point shooting team in the league. They're shooting the three ball at 37.9%. Mm-hmm. That's best. Three-point shooting team in the league. The Knicks are fifth at 37.1%. So very, very close. I expect a lot of threes to rain down. I would look at some props for this one. Like, this is a D-gen. I would make this a D-gen's game where I just load up on the three-point props, honestly. Like, we think about the Knicks and their inability to score the to defend the shooting guard position, that this could be a game where somebody like Terry Rozier coming in, he's kind of plays that two guard now, with LaMelo Ball running the ball up and down the court, that I think Terry Rozier is a guy who can put up threes, and being at home, I think that he has a better percentage at home, that he could be a guy where I could see him go for 4 for 5 threes. And Kemba Walker, Charlotte has struggled with the 3-point percentage from the point guard position. Yeah. So Kemba Walker is a guy that, you know, I expect to get going. He needs to get going for the Knicks if they're going to be in this game, because they're going to need all the offense that they can get. So Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, like, you know, have a little fun with the same game parlays and, you know, put four threes on both, five threes on both. That's going to be really juicy odds, and you can get a really nice payday from that.
Is this a revenge game for Kemba Walker?
I mean, it's the first time he playing them against with the Knicks, so maybe you could see that angle. But he's played Charlotte since
then. He was with Boston, so, right? Yeah,
when he was with Boston. So I don't know if that really, like, I mean, I don't know. People feeling DeMar DeRozan feeling still hurt, and he got traded like 2-3 years ago from the Raptors. So I mean, people's feelings could still be hurt by how they left their organization. But so. Maybe. I think that Terry Rozier do kind of want to show Kemba up a little bit, though, because Kemba is like, Boston got rid of Terry Rozier for Kemba. Like, he went to him in that trade. That signing trade. Right. So yeah, maybe Terry Rozier see Kemba on the other side, like, all right, nah, I got to get this dude buckets. And people in the league is petty like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is a big Terry Rozier game.
Yeah, let's move on to the next game here, Terrell. We have the Milwaukee Bucks as a short road favorite of -1.5 going into Boston. where the total right now is 211.5 money line right now, Bucks minus 120, coming back on an even price on the money line for the Boston Celtics. I know we took one on the chin a little bit when we were, you know, I also bet Toronto last game against Boston, and Boston just kind of blew them out of the water. But now you have a Milwaukee Bucks team coming in. That's a really good a road team. I believe they are 4-1 against the number on the road, are the Milwaukee Bucks. But where are you at with this game?
I'm on the Bucks, yo. I'm not with the Celtics right now. Like, we all know that I'm just – the Celtics don't have a good taste in my mouth right now, and they don't look good. Yeah. I think Milwaukee, contrary to last season, mm-hmm. is very, very good on the road right now. I believe they're like 5-2 on the road right now, something outrageous that they're just really, really good on the road right now. And I think this is a spot that they get up for and just kind of, you know, this feels like a short line. And mm-hmm. I understand it with Jason Tatum, with, you know, who we think the Boston Celtics are. But I think that is just overvaluing the name in the Boston Celtics. The Milwaukee Bucks are the reigning NBA champions at this point in time. And just because they don't have Chris Middleton in the lineup right now doesn't mean that they're not really, really good. Like, yeah. they're not still a really, really good team. Pat Connaughton's mm-hmm. been shooting the lights out.
Grayson Allen
has been shooting the lights out, like, really big. They have they're doing literally what the Lakers should be doing with LeBron. Literally what the Lakers should be doing with LeBron. Yeah. Just surrounding him with three-point shooting and shooting on the outside. And Giannis is getting to the ball to those guys. He almost had a triple-double the other night.
Mm-hmm.
He was two assists away from triple-double the other night. Like, so I'm not fading this Bucks team right now. I love how this team is playing. I think that they're cohesive. I think that Mike Budenholzer got this team playing well. And they're looking like mid-season form now, honestly. Like, I took the Bucks as a dog against the Knicks, and that cashed with ease up mm-hmm. until, you know, the Knicks didn't play their starters the whole fourth quarter. So I'm with Milwaukee right here. I'll lay the 2 points. I think that they roll.
Yeah, I agree with you. I gotta take the Bucks here too. Like you said, they're 5-2 straight up on the road, and they're also 5-2 against the number, against the spread on the road here. And pretty impressive back-to-back road victories, like you said, right? Over Philly, they won 118-109, and then they took care of business against the Knicks, like you mentioned, on Wednesday, 112-100, where, you know, Giannis did suffer a sprained ankle, so I am seeing him probable for tonight. So I think he should be playing for the Bucks tonight in Boston, but I agree with you. Any thoughts on the total here?
Yeah, So Milwaukee is leaning towards the under this season. I think they're like 3-7, 3-8. I think they're like 3-8 to the under. Let me look and just make sure I'm not
putting about Milwaukee or Boston.
Yeah, Milwaukee.
3-9.
I think they're like 3-9. Yeah, so 3-9 to the under this season. Boston is pretty even to the number from the last I seen. I think they lean a little bit closer to the under, and under's been cashing at this rate. I said, like, hey, let's just keep betting all the unders until Christmas, except Charlotte.
Yeah.
Like, so outside of Charlotte, let's just bet all the unders till Christmas and see what happens. So let's just say under again here.
All right. Let's move over to the net. I'm sorry, I didn't get my pick. Yeah, I agree with you on the Bucks also. You're minus 1.5. Boston played a great game against the Toronto Raptors, but I think that, you know, you have a better shooting team coming in here with the Milwaukee Bucks, like you mentioned, with the 3-point shot making with Grayson Allen, with the Pat Connaughton, and Drew Holiday is also back. The only person out for early players that are out for the Milwaukee Bucks are Dante DiVincenzo, Brook Lopez, and Chris Middleton. So, you know, the usual
now
suspects.
I think Brook Lopez is big. I do think Brook Lopez is big. Milwaukee's given up a lot of points in the paint this season because Brook Lopez is not there to help out, and teams tend to typically, because Giannis can guard everywhere on the court.
Yeah,
Giannis kind of gets outside of the paint, like mm-hmm. he just doesn't stay inside the paint because he doesn't need to. Brook Lopez has always been back there, and now Bobby Portis is kind of filling that role, and he's just not the same thing as Brook Lopez on the defensive end of the ball.
Yeah,
so I think that will be an issue for Boston, or Boston needs to attack. Like, they need to attack the paint today. Like, they don't need to rely on the outside shooting of Jason Tatum and all that. They need to drive. They need to get to the paint, and they need to rely on Al Horford. Like, this could be a really big Al Horford game, and I would consider Al Horford double-double props in this game. I think that he could have a really nice game here.
Well, I was going to mention double-double prop. What do you think of Robert Williams' double-double prop?
Yeah, Robert Williams. I kind of lean a little bit more to Al Horford. Okay. I just think that Al Horford is more of a true center than Robert Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Williams probably has more juice to it. So it's probably you're probably getting more bang for your buck with Robert Williams. You might be getting Al Horford around plus 200. Let me look and try to see if I can find some numbers on that now. But you're probably going to get Al Horford around plus 200 for a double-double right now. And I think that's a really solid bet.
How about if I told you it was plus 450 for a double-double for Al Horford? That's what I see on DraftKings right now.
Oh, well, I'm about to go put that in right now. I think that this really can be – I know that Giannis is probably going to dominate a majority of the boards, but I don't think – I see plus 300 on FanDuel. So that plus 450 is what And yeah, Robert Williams is at a pretty
– 255 for Robert Williams.
Yeah. I actually like the juice with Al Horford. I think that I'll take the juice with Al Horford. I think that he started the season with multiple double-doubles in a row. Yeah. He's shown that ability, and I think that he has the touch that can, on the inside, to score a lot of those points on the paints against a guy like Bobby Portis. I'm on Al Horford, but I like Robert Williams. I think if you sprinkle a little bit on both, you'll come out in a positive.
Yeah, you're right.
One hit.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. Let's move on to the next game here, Terrell. We have the Detroit Pistons headed to Cleveland against our seven-footers team. Minus 4.5 for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're missing one.
Oh, yeah, we're missing one right now, so he's out. So we only have two right now. But those two guys.
Yeah, that's regular. We see two a lot. We see two a lot. It's three. When you see three, then you're like, whoa. Like, what you doing here, partner?
Yeah, minus four and a half for the Cavs at home against the Pistons. Total of 201 with juice to the under. I'll make this quick, man. I'm going to stick with the Cavs. They've been a darling. They had this game against the Washington Wizards at least covered. But they ended up pushing the other night on Wednesday. But I'm going to stick with the Cavs here, even though they are favored against this Pistons team and also leading towards the under here. What are your thoughts?
The Pistons just won that last game against the Rockets.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with the Cavs then. I was going to go with an angle of, man, Cade Cunningham ain't got no win yet. Like they gonna be itching to get a win, but they just got a win against the Rockets. I'm not betting this Pistons team to be, you know, to keep it close two games in a row. I think that this probably is a Cavs game. This probably is an Evan Mobley game for real.
Yeah.
If I don't respect Christian Wood too much on the defensive end of the ball, so whether he's on Jared Allen or whether he's on Evan Mobley, I think that either one is gonna have still a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that size is just a mismatch for them. And I like the ability of the Cavaliers to get the ball to their bigs. I think that they're going to dominate. They're going to dominate down low in this game. And so, yeah, Detroit has done well with points in the paint. They're fifth best in points in the paint this season. But I just don't think that they've had a matchup to the size that the Cavaliers pose right now. So I'm going with the Cavs here.
Okay.
And I'm all over the first half line. We talked about it. Best first half team in the league. They're showing signs of the Knicks from last year. So I'm just going to keep rolling with the Cavs in the Cavs first half.
Yeah, currently seeing the Cavs favored by 2.5 in the first half, and I do like that number. For the Cavs in the first half here, this team just has just so many great, I think that you can say, I feel like this is a more complete team. Like, we're seeing a lot of great chemistry from the Cleveland Cavaliers. I know they don't have Colin Sexton anymore, but Ricky Rubio is going to step into that role very nicely. I think it's time for Darius Garland to take that next step for them this season now, not having Colin Sexton. So love the Cavs here. Love the under. Let's move on to the next game here. Not another snooze fest. We got the Portland Trail Blazers going into Houston. Trail Blazers are -6.5 point road favorite with an over of 222.5. I think this is going to be a game that is going to be a get right game, or like the offense will be on display for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Really?
I just can't bag this Houston team right now. I mean, come on, man. This defense is bad. Like, this defense.
So you're going to take Portland on the road?
And that just tells you where I go with this Rockets team.
This got to be because you're a fan. This is fan bias. This is fan reverse bias like that. This is fan reverse bias and being harder on your team because I faded the Knicks earlier, so now you're going to fade the Rockets. Bro, there's no way I'm getting behind this Rockets. I don't care who they're playing. I'm not getting behind this Rockets team on the road.
Laying 6.5? Blazers.
I mean, not Rockets. Blazers. Yeah, this Blazers team on the road. Laying 6.5? 6.5?
Look, man.
Two possessions?
I'm going to message you after the Blazers blow the Rockets out tonight, okay?
You think they're going to blow them out?
Really? I think they'll win by at least 10 points, double digits.
No, I think the Rockets have the Rockets can score now. The Rockets don't have no, and they're at home. Maybe if they were on the road, but they're at home. They have the opportunity to score. No, I'm all over the Rockets here. Actually, sprinkle on the money line for the Rockets here. I think this can be a Blazers upset game. This is still early in the season. They're still very sluggish early on in the season. This Blazers team doesn't have it together. I think that in against somebody to the that has the names like this Blazers team to go up against a Portland, I mean, against a Dame Lillard and a CJ McCollum, that, you know, the young guys are going to be on alert. Like, they're like, hey, we trying to put this team away. Like, you know, this was a playoff team, you know, they're a perennial playoff team every single year. We trying to, you know, get right against them, put them away. We lost a game against Detroit that we feel like we really should have won. And so, nah, I think they get right and they get after this. If, even if they lose this game, it's going to be by less than two possessions. So I'm all over the Rockets here.
I don't know, man. The argument or counterpoint that I can make for the Rockets is that the Portland Trail Blazers are 0-6 on the road right now. And that's the only argument I can make. Like all five of their wins for Portland have come at home. So I think this may be a spot for Portland to win.
They're not good. Even if they win, they're not going to win by much.
So Damian not, Lillard,
no, this Houston team stays in games.
I don't know. We'll see. But again, we're on the opposite sides of this one. I think you're right. Like, my fan bias is getting in the way of this. But I just think that this is a game where, like, Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum have their way against this, like, backcourt. I mean, defensively.
How many times have we been saying this about Dame? We've been saying he's had plus matchups this entire season thus far. He's had plus matchups this entire season thus far, and he still hasn't done anything with it. No,
I thought he had a pretty good game last game. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to pull up the game log here for game.
They haven't been Dame games. We haven't seen a Dame game. We've seen some pretty solid games. We're still waiting to see a Dame game. Steph has given us Steph games.
All right, tonight.
Trey has given us a Trey game. Luka has even given us a Luka game.
You know, I'm going to find a prop where if I can find a 50-point game for Damian Lillard tonight, I'm going to sprinkle a little bit on that for like 10 bucks on it. We'll see what happens. Let's move on to the next game here, Terrell. We have the Sacramento Kings as a 4.5-point road favorite going into Oklahoma City to take on the Thunder. Seeing a total of 218 here. Kings favored on the road here by 4.5. In OKC, I'm not sure I want to take the Kings as a road favorite here, but what are you thinking?
I mean, it's hard to fade OKC, especially against somebody with the caliber of the Kings. Like, it just seems like OKC has been found a way to stay in games a lot. So, I guess we take OKC in this spot. Luke Walton on the road doesn't sound appeasing, but I mean, this Kings team is not bad. Like, they are not bad.
Then look, I'll say this, the Thunder are 3-1 against the number at home. I think that could be a counter argument for taking the plus points here. But again, Sacramento 4-2 on the road against the spread also. So, I think this is one of the more uglier games also for tonight. But Sacramento, like you said, I think they're, you know, gradually getting better. But I'm not sure if I want to trust Luke Walton as a road favorite here, especially outside of two possessions here. Any thoughts on the total here at 218?
Hey, look. Is Charlotte playing in this game?
Charlotte is not playing in this game, so I'm guessing you're
taking. All right, we're going under. We're going under. Let's go.
Keep it simple.
Like, it's just at this point, let's just go under. It doesn't. Whatever we know doesn't matter anymore.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll get to the second half of the schedule for the Friday night games in the NBA here tonight. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. whatever you wager first is WinBet will match it up to $200. For example, if you bet $100, you'll get a free $200 bet. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WinBet. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet has what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. The MLB playoffs are in full swing, and PropSwap is your home for the best World Series futures. All season long, PropSwappers have been finding the best odds in the country because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. Use your promo code SGP on your first deposit, and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. So your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming off of the break, let's get to the next game here, Terrell. I think this is going to be a fun matchup here. We have the Phoenix Suns as a two-point road favorite going into Memphis, where Memphis just continues to struggle on the defensive end here. Currently seeing a total of 222 in this game. I'm leaning towards the I don't know, man. Let me get your thoughts first. What are you thinking for this game?
What's the line at?
I have a two-point road favorite for Phoenix. They're minus two in Memphis.
Money must have came heavy in on Phoenix. I swear. So, you know, I'm 9 hours ahead.
Yeah.
And when I'm starting my day, everybody's going to bed. Like, you know, the late night game was still playing when I was at work. Uh-huh. And so I swear I saw Memphis as a minus one favorite earlier today. So that means money had to came in on the Suns. I'm trying to go look at the distribution now, but I was on Memphis as a one-point favorite. I felt like that was a kind of trappy line. Like, why is Memphis favored by one? Oh, it's 99. Can I really bet on a team that has 99% of the money?
No, you can't.
No, I can't. I'm going Memphis still, man. The line moved, so it's kind of giving me pause, but if it was 99% of money and Memphis was still a one-point favorite, I would lock Memphis up, but I still like Memphis here. Memphis has been grinding out these games. Like, they've been grinding out these games and getting a win in a lot of these games. I think that losing to Charlotte was a bit of a letdown for them. And they're like, that's a game they really feel like they should have won. They had a lead in that game at one point. So I'm going to ride out Memphis here. I think that they're just cohesive. Like, that's ultimately what it is. Phoenix is really bad at defending the three-point line this year. I mean, Memphis is as well. But I know Memphis has a lot of people that have killed them, like Desmond Bane. This could be a really, really big Desmond Bane game for them, and that'll be huge for that team to get that offensive contribution from somebody like Desmond Bane. So I'm going to roll with Memphis here. I think Memphis catches this Suns team sleep at the wheel a little bit on the road and gets a really, really needed win.
Am I missing something? Or yeah, Dylan Brooks played in the last game, but he's out today, I think, for like just recovery. So I think I'd fire up, the Desmond Bane props again with Dylan Brooks being out for this game for the Memphis Grizzlies. I think especially when all the money's coming in on Phoenix and all the tickets are on Phoenix also, I kind of want to go the other way. I was leaning towards Phoenix, but like you mentioned, if all the money and everything is coming in on Phoenix, I kind of want to go the other way and fade both the public and the sharp bettors here. I'll agree with you. I'll take Memphis here as a home dog, plus two. I see now kind of liking the over with this, I think two good potential for two good offenses here. And again,
yeah, Memphis, I think one this of the is worst, definitely an defensive over
teams in the league.
I definitely like this as an over game. And just going back to that over point, like Desmond Bane past two games, 0 for 6 from 3, 0 for 7 from 3. Like, he's about to catch fire.
Yeah.
He is about to catch fire from the three-point line. He's going to, with Dylan Brooks out, he's going to get a lot of minutes tonight. So This could be, you know, one of those 5.3 games. So if your book offers 5+3s for a huge amount of plus money, that may be something to look at Desmond Bain here. So yeah. I think Desmond Bain could have a really big game, and that could be the deciding factor on what this Memphis team does, because they really, really need that additional scorer next to Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson.
I'm seeing that both of these teams are respectively number 2 and number 3 in scoring points inside the paint. Memphis number 2 and Phoenix number 3. And then on your numbers there, Terrell, where do you see these teams at pace? Because I think they are close to – I know Memphis is inside the top 10 in pace. And I think Phoenix is hovering around that being in that top 10 also around, I think, 10 or 11 for pace.
Yeah, I got it right here. We have Phoenix at 6th for pace, and yeah. Memphis has dropped to 12th. They were a little bit earlier.
Okay.
A little bit faster early on, but they haven't dropped far. They're down at 12th, and Phoenix is at 6. So this is going to be a quicker tempo game, and I think a lot of points will be scored in this one, actually.
Yeah, I think that 222 is looking a little conservative. I think it's on the move. I see juice come a little bit of juice on the over at -115 on that 222. So I'm going to lock that up right now. Let's move on to the next game here, Terrell. I'm probably going to make this one quick here. Brooklyn Nets going into the to take on the New Orleans Pelicans. That's a 9-point road favorite. I am taking the Nets here blindly. I did that against the Orlando Magic the other night. That cashed easily over under of 214. I think Nets go in there to take care of business as a -9-point favorite, despite even if Brandon Ingram is playing or not. I just think that the Brooklyn Nets have found their stride here, both with James Harden and Kevin Durant just doing his thing, and they're getting that support from the supporting cast. So going up against one of the worst teams in the league, I'm laying the points here with the Brooklyn Nets blindly. What are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, Brooklyn -9. Let's keep it moving.
All right. Thoughts on the total at 214? I might take a look at the Brooklyn Nets team total here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that's probably the best that I do, Brooklyn's team total. Or maybe no, because that under is probably not even – they probably lowered that under enough on the Pelicans team. So, yeah, Brooklyn's team total is about the best that you'll get out of me. But I think a blind bet on Brooklyn, anything this game, is not going to hurt you.
Yeah, I did that with the Magic. I mean, I obviously checked the injury report, but let me see if I can see a Pelicans team total. I think at 103.5, and then the Brooklyn Nets are at 111.5. I do like that over for the Brooklyn Nets. Let's move on to the next game here. We have the third matchup already between these two teams. You have the Dallas Mavericks as a 3-point road favorite going into San Antonio to take on the DeJounte Murray-led Spurs. Total seeing it at 218.5. Let me pull up what has happened between these two teams and their matchups, their two matchups previous to. So let's see here. We had back on Wednesday, November 3rd, the Dallas Mavericks won that game 109-108. And then we had them back on October 28th in Dallas, where Dallas also won that game 104-99. So Dallas has taken care of both games here. They've won by a combined of 6 points. Thoughts on this game, Terrell, as San Antonio is a 3-point home underdog here?
Third time's a charm, maybe?
I think this might be the last matchup. I think there should be one more matchup for these two teams, but yeah, then the last matchup is going to be the very last game of the season. So the third matchup here early on in the first month here for these two teams.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Greg Pop is a good coach. I expect him to make adjustments, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and try to limit some of what that Mavericks team can do and just make things harder on Luka and make the other guys around them beat them with that defense that they have. So I'm going to take the Spurs here in the points.
Okay.
I think that this is a closely contested game. This could come down to the wire in one possession. I think both of these teams know each other kind of well just from previous years, and then having played each other twice already, I think that they're pretty familiar with one another, and this is going to be a little bit closer of a game.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that I like the Spurs here as a home underdog. you know, like you mentioned, that they've already played each other twice earlier on in the season, and that Coach Pop should make those adjustments for the San Antonio Spurs. So, you know, I'll take the plus three here. I'm kind of leaning towards the under here also. Both first two games went under this number of 218.5. I'm assuming you're also on the under here, Terrell.
Yeah, like under even more just because they played twice. I think that they get after each other a little bit more defensively here.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out a player prop here. I know I'm doing a prop cast later with a special guest, but this is too good to pass up. And I'm going to go with DeJounte Murray over the 32.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And I don't understand why this number is at only 32.5, because in the previous two games this season, DeJounte Murray in that October 28th game had 23 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. And then the November 3rd game, he had 23 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. So he's had above 40 total stats combined. And again, we're only seeing a 32.5 number. So, and almost close to a triple-double in both of those games. Am I missing something here, Terrell?
No, no, I don't think you're missing anything. If you look at what the Mavericks give up to the point guard position, they're giving up about 35 points, rebounds, and assists to the point guard position on average. So their average is already above this line, and now you add DeJounte Murray into this. Yeah, I think this is a really good bet. I think that, you know, he has the ability. He's shown it. He's been flying around the court and doing everything for this Mavericks team, and is the leader, like the leader and the star of this team. So, yeah, I like DeJounte Murray, points, rebounds, assists here.
Yeah, he always has he has the ball in his hands. Like it's he's running the offense, he's scoring the points, and you know, he's obviously the point guard of this team. So I really like this prop to go over 32.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Let's move on to the next game here, Terrell. We have the Atlanta Hawks going into the Mile High City to take on Jokic and the Denver Nuggets, where the Nuggets are a 4-point home favorite, currently seeing a total of 214.5. Thoughts on this game, Terrell? I believe, let me mention this quickly, sorry, before you. I think the Atlanta Hawks are still winless on the road. Yeah, they are. So, they're 1-7 on the road, are the Atlanta Hawks, which is kind of crazy. And Denver's 5-1 at home. Jokic is back for this game after serving his one game suspension, I believe.
Yeah, I'm on the Nuggets here. I just don't see how. I have to see it from the Hawks on the road before anything. I think that at this point they're just having a long road trip. They are ready to get home. They're sluggish. They're tired. They're over it. They're just like, dog, just get over it. And they're trying to get back home so they can kind of reinvigorate their season, because they're losing a lot of games recently. So I'm gonna lay the points with Denver here. I just don't think the Hawks have it on the road right now.
Yeah, and it's kind of crazy with all the talent that they do have on this team. I mean, just like Denver's just finding ways to win games. Like they have a different guy stepping up every single night. Last night without Jokic, it was the Will Barton show, where he had 30 points for the Denver Nuggets. Let's see if your boy Michael Porter did anything in that game. He wasn't even playing in that game. So
nope, he was not.
Yes,
that's why they won. I told you that. Yeah, I was on here and I picked Denver, and I was like, I don't have any reason for picking Denver. There's nothing that says Denver should win this game, but Michael Porter Jr. is out. I feel like Will Barton and Monte Morris are going to have pretty nice games here today, and somehow they're going to come out with a win. And what happened? Will Barton and Monte Morris had really nice games, and they won. Will Barton had 30. He had 30.
And he's out again for this game tonight, is Michael Porter Jr. So that's a handicap for Terrell. Michael Porter Jr. is out. I'm automatically betting on the Denver Nuggets. But all kidding aside, yeah, this Atlanta team also has been really bad on the road, like we mentioned, 1-7. Currently seeing, let me see what the point projection here is for Will Barton tonight. I know Jokic is back after, so he's not going to score as many points as he did. But Will Barton, 16.5 at even money. Will Barton, 16.5 at even money, if you like that number, tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. You're on the under on this game also, Terrell?
Yep.
All right.
Especially with Atlanta right now, I don't think Atlanta scores too much. Like, they're just struggling on the road right now. That's ultimately what it is. They're just struggling on the road. They can't close out games and get a win.
Yeah.
I'm going to just fade them until they prove me otherwise.
Yeah, Denver, one of the best teams towards the under. They're 9-2 to the under so far this season. So, I think that we got to continue riding that train. Denver can't put up the points. If they're going to win games, we talked about is that they're going to have to play defense and, you know, really, really squeeze their opponents. But let's move on to the next game, Terrell. We have probably the two hottest teams in the NBA, right? We got the Chicago Bulls going into Golden State. Really excited to watch this one. The Golden State Warriors are a 5.5 point home favorite. Currently seeing a total of 222.5. The Chicago Bulls will be without Nikola Vucevic in this game. He has entered the health and safety protocol, so scratch him out of this game. For the Golden State Warriors, I'm seeing Draymond Green questionable, but I believe he should be able to go. Also read a report this morning that Klay Thompson may be back before Christmas for the Golden State Warriors. Just wanted to mention that. But for this game tonight,
unfair. That's literally unfair.
Right?
They're 10-1 right now, and they're talking. They're 10-1 right now, and they're putting out news that, hey, yeah, we're not to mention, yeah, we're 10-1. Like, no big deal. Like, we're just 10-1. You know, we lost one game. But Klay Thompson might be back before Christmas. Like, we don't even have, you know, our second best player on the team yet. And he might be back before Christmas. So you all should really, really be afraid right now. Like, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous, the production that the Warriors are getting from this team right now. Yeah. Absolutely ridiculous. And to think that the team isn't that much different. They're really not that much different from last season.
They're really not. Yeah, you're right. They picked up like Andre Iguodala and they got Otto Porter Jr. But like it, as great as players and veterans they are, like, yeah, they move the needle a little bit. But like guys like Jordan Poole and I think Andrew Wiggins.
JTA has been balling.
They're stepping up this season and really helping like Steph Curry out. And like we mentioned, like now you're getting Klay Thompson back. It's just going to be unfair at this point. And down the line, they're probably going to get James Wiseman back too eventually. But
James Wiseman's not even playing right now. That was literally the handicap for this game. The handicap for this game was that Vucevic was going to have a really good game. He was going to have a really good game and attack them inside the paint, attack them as that big, because as we've known that Golden State has struggled throughout the years guarding the big position, and he's not even playing in this game. So the best asset that the Bulls had to guard this team, I'm on the Warriors here. Like, I'm on the Warriors. I'm not fading the Warriors right now. I tried to fade them against the Timberwolves, and they let the Timberwolves back in this game, in that game, and still found a way to cover. Like, they let the Timberwolves back in the game and still found a way to cover the game. So, you know, I'm just not going to fade this Warriors team right now. They're too good. Like, they are too good of a team right now.
Yeah, they're 7-3-1 against the number one push, and then they're 5-2-1 at home against the spread. So, yeah, these are the two teams that I was the highest on coming into the season. I'm really going to be excited to watch this game. Just going to kind of sit back and watch this game. But I agree with you. I don't want to get in front of this Golden State Warriors team right now, especially being at home. I mean, the guys outside of Steph Curry, Terrell, like the guys that we mentioned, they're like, it's crazy how well they're playing and they're stepping up for this team. And that's really what you want to see when you're trying to get back to championship form and being a competitor or a contender in the Western Conference. So I'm going to lay the points here with the Warriors. Thoughts on this total here at 222.5? I know we've been talking about the unders, but
I'm still on the under here. You are still on the under. Yeah, I'm personally I'm still on the under. These are two top 10 defenses in the league right now. Warriors are number one defense in the league right now, and I think let me go look and see where Chicago's at. They were like 5-6 earlier in the week when we did the earlier in the week breakdowns for them. They might have shifted maybe a little bit. So yeah, they're at 5 right now.
Yeah.
And so Golden State's at 1, they're at 5. Like, I'm taking the under here. I think I understand why this number is so high, and I just can't believe that we're saying 222 is so high. But
the caveat also might be, Terrell, is that both of these teams are, if you look at your number, what are you telling you offensive efficiency wise? I think they're both top 5 too. or at least I know.
Yeah, Golden State is two. Golden State is two, and Chicago is three. So yeah, they're both crazy efficient on the offensive end, and you know, really good on defense. And yeah, but now they're playing each other, and so maybe the offenses win out. I'm gonna lean defenses in this game.
Okay,
I think that the bigs is probably would have supplied a lot of that offense and been really good for these teams, and neither one of them are with their bigs right now. So I think the guard play is a little bit less here. I think that both of them understand how good the other's guards are, and they're mm-hmm. gonna make that a pinpoint of emphasis that, hey, we're gonna slow these guys down and make it really tough on them tonight. So I'm going with the under.
I can't argue that, especially when they're two top five, top 10 defenses. So maybe look at if they get off to a hot start shooting wise, that you may be able to find a better number for the under. But let's get to the last game here, Terrell. We have the Minnesota Timberwolves heading into LA to take on the Lakers. Currently seeing the Lakers a short 2-point favorite at home. Currently seeing the total at 223. Where are you at with this game, Terrell? Again, no LeBron for this game. He's battling the abdominal injury. He's going to be out. And then for the Minnesota Timberwolves, it is a clean injury report.
Yeah. It's Russ's birthday today. Happy birthday, Russ.
There you go. Happy birthday, Russell Westbrook.
So by default, I'm on Russell Westbrook props today. just for, you know, people show out on a birthday. They really do. Like, people really do. I was telling Scott this in the NFL. Mm-hmm. We were doing an NFL podcast one time, and it was somebody's birthday. He was like, "So are you automatically taking that person's props because it's their birthday?" And I was like, "Yes, 100%. I do it all the time. I actually make it a point to look it up when people's birthdays are, so I know whose birthday it is. And if they have a game that day, I'm 100% on their prop. So, shoot, maybe Russ has another 2020 game. Like, I don't know, but I think he has it would be. But no, yeah, I think Russ has a pretty nice game here.
Trend to track, like just looking up like basketball, like stars, like birthdays, and just taking their player props and see how
it happens in both sport. It happens in basketball and football. Like, it people just show out on their birthday. I'm trying to think of who was the last person that I was on their birthday and they showed the fuck out. I can't remember off the top of my head. I know in football, Darren Waller for the Raiders, he had a birthday on Monday night when they played the Ravens and showed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Derek Carr threw him everything. Like he was trying to make sure he caught 29 passes because it was his birthday, his 29th birthday. So I can't remember the last person I bet on an NBA where it was their birthday and they showed out, but I actually do make that a point of emphasis to bet on people on their birthday.
There you go. Where are we at with this game, though, as far as the spread and total here?
No idea what I'm doing with the spread here.
The Lakers have their 7 wins. 6 of them have come at home. 9 of their 12 games so far have been at home. So I think this might be an Anthony Davis game, Terrell. I think that he can have success inside. I don't think that that Carl Anthony Towns can guard Anthony Davis, especially in that low post with the big body that Anthony Davis has. So the Lakers are coming off of that overtime loss they're coming off an overtime win against the Miami Heat in their last game where they won 120-117. Quietly two straight overs and really by a lot of points here for the Lakers. 249 against Charlotte. When we talked about back in Charlotte when they're playing and back in their over, and even last game against Miami, I thought this game was going to go under. But even before, like, when they went into overtime, this game had gone over by quite a bit here. So there's that. But I'll go with the Lakers here. Like you said, Russell Westbrook's birthday, that's the handicap. I'm going to go -2 Lakers here, and I'm leaning towards the over, but I'll probably stay away from the total.
I mean, let's just bet Russ triple-double and a win. Whatever that performance double is, let's just bet Russ triple-double and a win. And, you know, you're definitely getting at plus money. You might be getting it at plus 200. I mean, this is what I see 130 on the money line. So you're probably getting a Russ triple-double and a win for plus 200, plus 300. Let me look right here.
Yeah, it's back-to-back triple-doubles.
Double double is plus 114. I would definitely play that. So you're getting plus 114 for a double double and a win. And triple double win is plus 340. So, I mean,
I like it.
I would take a stab at it. I do think it is an Anthony Davis type of game.
Can you?
Cause okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because he's told us, and he said this in the press conference, if you watched the press conference earlier this week when they were asking him about him playing the five and all of that.
Yeah.
And how much he enjoys having Dwight back and having DeAndre there so that they can play that five position, because ultimately he's ducking the center smoke. Like, that's really truly what it was. That's all I heard the entire press conference. He was saying a lot of big words and sounding very articulate and, you know, sounding like an NBA player. But at the end of the day, all I heard was, I'm ducking center smoke. 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 He wants no smoke with centers. Like, at the end of the day, he knows he's frail. He's not that type of guy to be going up down there. He said he's fucking 6'10", 200 and whatever pounds, and he said that we're playing small when I'm at the five.
Yeah,
like, he determined that you're 6'10", and yeah, we're playing small when I'm at the five. Like, shut up, dog. So whatever. I think that they put him as in the best offensive positions as possible, where he's not guarded by Carl Anthony Towns. He gets. Yeah. A smaller guy and a better matchup, so this really could be a really good Anthony Davis game. I'll roll with the Lakers here, laying the short number, and they roll. They look really good right now, and even though I like what Minnesota is doing, I think that the number's short enough where I'll still hop on the Lakers.
All right, so we're both on the Lakers here. Toro, I'm going to give you an assignment to see if you can do this. We'll take a quick break here. Do me a favor. See if you can pull up a Robert Williams or a Al Horford double-double with a triple-double for Russ and a double-double for Anthony Davis. I'll give you that assignment. We'll take a quick break here and come back off the break. We'll get to our best bets, lock and dog, and maybe a parlay. Oh, for sure a parlay and maybe a player prop parlay from Terrell. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bet hits and even help raise money for charity along the way. Brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. One of the reasons we love it is they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get into some prop bets on Better Fantasy. Totally free-to-play. Download today for iPhone and Android. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. Have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is a daily fantasy app made easy. I love it, and I know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA DFS prop game on the market. Prize Picks offers more NBA props than any other DFS prop operator and offers all the superstar players as well as bench players only recording a handful of games. All new users that deposit and use promo code SGP will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Look, I love Prize Picks, guys. I use this website and the app every single day. And tonight, for the Friday night slate, I have two picks that I'm taking on over at Prize Picks, and I'm putting those two projections together and those prop bets, and I'm taking Julius Randle to go over his points projection of over 22.5 points, and I'm also taking Jared Allen tonight against the Detroit Pistons to go over his rebounding projection of 12.5 rebounds. And a $20 entry on those two player prop projections will win me $60. So a $20 entry on that will win me $60. That's Julius Randle over 22.5 points against the Charlotte Hornets, and Jared Allen to grab 13 or more rebounds against the Detroit Pistons tonight. Guys, it's really that easy. You guys need to check it out. It's easy to use. It's easy to sign up. Make sure to use our promo code SGP for your first deposit for up to a 100% instant deposit match bonus. So head over to prizepicks.com or download the app on your phone, on your mobile device, and it's really that easy, guys. Make sure to use promo code SGP for that 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Do you feel like you're the last out when it comes to sports betting? Don't know where to start? Understand where the market is moving, which smart bets are out there, and have some fun listening while you're at it. BetQL Daily is a must-listen show for sports bettors and sports fans alike. Find out where the market is moving all across the weeks in the biggest sporting events. Missed out on the earlier games? BetQL Daily has you covered there too, with recaps from some of the biggest recent sports moments in this week. So if you're not sure where to start with sports betting, do yourself a favor. Start with BetQL Daily. Listen weekdays at 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Odyssey, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. And once again, guys, make sure to download the SGPN app. The SGPN app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access on all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming off of the break, that is the Friday night schedule. I think we have about 11 games here tonight. We have a couple of great games I'm definitely going to be watching. I think Phoenix and Memphis is one. Definitely going to be watching Chicago and Golden State in the nightcap. And that Knicks and Charlotte one should be a lot of fun too. So, Terrell, let's get to our lock and dog and our Friday's parlays. Last time I went first and I went 0-2, and I think that's kind of been the theme for me. So probably you guys want to start fading my picks here. Do you want me to go first?
I hit my dog last time, Bucks money line. So we're up a little bit.
You want me to go? Or you want to go?
I'll go. All right, go ahead. Let's try this alternating. Maybe alternating is what we need to be starting doing.
All right.
Okay, so, all right, I'll go. My lock for today, what do I really – I really like Houston. But I'm not going to lock – not going to lock a six-point dog. Nets is too chalky. You know what? This number is short too. I really like what Milwaukee's doing on the road right now. I'm going back to Milwaukee. Milwaukee laying 1.5 at Boston. That's my lock.
Okay.
For my dog, let's see.
Nah,
man, fuck it.
I know what you're gonna do. Yeah, just do it.
Houston money line +210 on the money line. Houston Rockets. They get their second win of the season tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. They are my dog. Let's go, man. I need to get a soundboard out here because that deserves a drop right there.
All right, yeah, I'll just wish you good luck on that one. But for my lock tonight, let's see. I'm gonna stick with this Cavs team, man. I think that they've been good to me all season. I know you have Detroit Pistons coming into town, fresh off of a win against the lowly Houston Rockets. But let's not forget, they're still the Detroit Pistons. Cavs, I think, again with Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, the list goes on and on for those guys. I think that they should be able to roll here against the Detroit Pistons. So give me the Cavs -4.5 for my dog. I don't want Memphis. That's only like a +105. Let's go Spurs. I'm going to take Spurs +130 as the dog at home. Third meeting this week between these two teams. I think that Pop and that team should be able to figure some things out against the Dallas Mavericks. Again, don't like laying 3 points with Jason Kidd and the Dallas Mavericks, and especially in a division game. So I'll take the Spurs at +130. You want to go to your Friday parlay, Terrell, or do you want to go with that assignment I gave you?
Well, the assignment, we do Russ triple double, and I put Al Horford double double in there, but Al Horford and Robert Williams are at about the same odds right now, so you'll be getting about the same, whichever one you like more. Okay. +800 on that two team parlay. So it's like pretty juicy right there.
Yeah.
For my Friday's parlays, let's go ahead and throw my lock in there. Milwaukee -1.5.
Okay.
Let's add Cleveland Cavs just to win the first half on the money line. So I'm not even going to play around with the 3 points. Let's just get just win the first half on the money line. Let's do Golden State later points. I think that Chicago on the road missing Vucevic, that's going to be really big for them. So it's later points with Golden State -5.5. And I want to really boost up one more. Phoenix was catching a lot of money, a lot of money. Let's fade the money. Let's fade the money right here. Let's take Vegas cleans house. Let's take Memphis +1. Depends where you get it. I'm getting it at +1.5 right now. So Milwaukee -1.5. Cleveland Cavs just win the first half on the money line. Warriors -5.5 on the spread. And the Memphis Grizzlies +1.5. That's going to come out to 10-1.
There you go. 10-1 parlay from Terrell. For mine, let's see. Let me pull up these first half lines also. I already have two in the bag here. Let's see. I think I'm going to follow you on that Cavs first half. Okay, let's do this. Let's go San Antonio Spurs first quarter money line at +110. Let's take the over in the Knicks and Charlotte Hornets game over 224.
I like that.
And let's go with the Cavs first half -2.5. That gets me to around +665 for the parlay. So that's Spurs money line, first quarter money line for the Spurs +110, over in the Knicks and Hornets game at over 224, and then the Cleveland Cavaliers first half -2.5 at home against the Pistons, which will get to you about +665. So that's my parlay for the day. That will bring us to the end of the Friday show, Terrell. Anything else you want to get off your chest, man? Anything you think we missed? And then let the people know where they can find you, bro.
Yeah, to everybody in the NBA, like, stop wasting our time if you're really not going to fight, yo. Like, I thought when I heard that 4 people got ejected from the Jazz Pacers game, I thought there were some hands thrown. Like, I thought there were some serious hands thrown. I thought I was going to see something really good. And then I go and I look at the play, and it was just a whole bunch of hugging around, man. Like, come on, we're better than that. If you're not going to really throw no hands, like, please just keep it moving. At @reallyreal__ Instagram and Twitter. We out.
There you go. If you're not going to we need like a Pistons and Pacers like Malice in the Palace brawl. I'm not sure if you've seen that documentary on Netflix yet. If you haven't,
oh, that's great.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely. If you haven't done that, we'll give you a homework assignment for our listeners on Netflix. If you haven't seen the documentary of the Malice hashtag in not the Palace, you need to go and watch it. All right. It's a really good documentary. And there's a couple other NBA documentaries on there that you need to watch. But with that being said, check out everything that's happening on the website, guys. College basketball is well underway. College football is, we are approaching the end of college football season. So definitely check out the guys on the College Experience, Terrell Furman, Kobe Dant, Patty C, Nick Dant. Those guys are absolutely crushing it. And then also MMA is going off. We have golf tournament this weekend, hockey gambling podcast, NBA like us. We just put a bow on the MLB season to listen to our last episode about that. With that being said, guys, good luck with your bets today and over this weekend. Let's have a great weekend. Let's crush these books. Let's break the books off. Until then, we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Till then, let it ride. Ba-da-ba-da.